in a new routine. New podcast putting artists on the scene. Unsigned hype sounded oh so nice. It's the boy Redhead. Keep the dubs all right. About to make your neck hurt. Drew Baby and Big B bring the pressure. Courtesy of IDS Network. All y'all know when the clock just froze and you want something dope. It's the start of the show. Let's go. It's the baby. It's the baby. It's the baby.
What's going on, people? This is your man, Big B. Welcome you back to another edition of The Un. Glad to have you. So we got a lot of stuff going on today. But we're going to get through it just fine. Where have we been is the question that most people are asking. The current time right now on the East Coast is 1:37. Our scheduled recording time was 12 o'clock. So that just goes to show some of the things that we deal with equipment failure, computer failure, human failure, speaking about myself. But we're here. The commitment is there. According to J-Dub, the Deuce is definitely sitting in on the show today.
First time.
So is the Parkinson's. Why are your hands shaking like that?
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, speaking of J-Dub, I got J-Dub with me today.
Yes, I'm here. I'm feeling about 92%. Ignorance still at 200%. So it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Do say popping.
I got long fingers with me.
Good afternoon.
Clear your throat, my mic again. I kill you.
God damn.
And of course, I have. She playing over there. Ooh, she playing it. Well, they playing too, but. Miss Drew Baby.
Hey, hello there.
Miss Local Celeb herself.
Local Celeb. It's a movement. It's a thing. Coming soon.
To a.
To a body near you.
To a body near you. There you go. I was going to let you handle that. Okay, so what's been going on since we had the last opportunity to meet and do our thing?
Well, I'm still unemployed, trying to get this business going. Hashtag **** Local Celeb 2014. And that's about it. I have an interview. This sound like I'm in therapy.
I'm about to say
I have an interview on the 9th with the state of Maryland, so hopefully
that's what's
that
up.
Comes through.
But in the time,
I want to work for the government. So yeah, but everything is all good for real. I can't complain. I'm still here.
That's what's up.
Complaining.
So for the time being, you Tommy.
Yeah, I'm Tommy like shit. But no, for real. Like I work from home.
I mean, we don't know what Tommy did, so.
In the confines of my kitchen office.
Kitchen office.
Mm-hmm. That was a lot.
Often. Nice. Mr. Longfingers, what you been up to, bro?
More work. Some DJing on the side. And then more work.
That's work, ain't it?
That is work. One of them doesn't feel like work. And the other one definitely feels like work. But I'm grateful to be able to do both. So no complaints from me.
Wait till you see me.
J-Dub, a.k.a. CEO of A&I.
CEO, founder of A&I.
Wait till you see me.
No, I've just been spreading my ignorance around. That's all I've been doing, man. We got the alcohol, you bring the ignorance. Straight like that. That's all I've been doing. You know, ain't been feeling good the last couple of days. But I think, you know, my special guest over here, this chick next to me, he's going to get me right back to 100%.
That mama got the strength.
I tell you.
10 men.
Man, I can't tell y'all about how much shit is going on in this goddamn place. Here. I'm scared to touch anything. I mean, but.
But that ain't do nothing but make you what we talked about or what we wanted to talk about, what you and Longfingers talked about, come to fruition easy. Because that's what's happening now. You got to,
you know.
Yeah. And you got the look. I mean, I'm just saying. Got that. You do. You have the look.
Sound like a Prince song.
You have a face for
the tism.
Wow. You have the style for it. And then,
well, thank you for that.
Hashtag **. Looks Lit 2014 could be the face of, you know, what's seen.
There you go. The Under Wardrobe sponsored by.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Hashtag **. Looking Select.
No bullshit. No bullshit. You can deck us all, out for the show. Word
damn
up.
Right.
Deck us all out for
I'm
the show.
I'm not even bullshit.
I can deck you out too.
Ooh, you nasty. Ooh. Don't threaten me with a good time. This motherfucking Sunday, baby. Yeah.
No pause. No pause.
Ain't no pause. Yeah. See ya.
Longfingers. What's in your rotation, sir?
In my rotation? Man, I've been listening to...
Man, just give us a goddamn what's in the rotation.
I want to
hear your whole DJ cart.
Damn, like that?
I've been listening to a lot of 80s rock songs and 80s R&B. My youngest daughter is real into that. And
how old is she?
She is 15.
Can you do an artist,
my daughter would be
a song,
so perfect
something?
For that.
I mean, once again, speaking of your cart.
Phil Collins. Tears okay. for Fears.
Damn, okay.
The Romantics.
All right, Drew Baby, what's in your rotation?
Damn it. Instead of just dismiss me.
just cut you off. Wow.
You want to know something? Oh, I cleared my... I'm sorry, don't kill me.
Oh,
don't
my
kick me
goodness.
Out. I really haven't had an opportunity to really have anything in rotation. Because
what you been
I've been
in your head?
A jingle for hashtag **, Local Celeb 2014. that's about
shameless plug, shameless plug, shameless plug.
No, I really haven't. Like, I mean, anything that comes to mind that I listen to. So if I have a song in my head, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll put that on. So it's not nothing specific, just randomness. It's so diluted with the Tatianas and bust down.
Jay Dizzy.
So can we talk about stuff that was in the rotation for like a quick second, jump right back out?
Whatever you,
that's
what you been flipping
kind of what I did to that 2 Chainz album.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I listened to it twice. I listened to it twice.
You
because,
tried. You
yeah,
gave
I
it
did,
a
I did go through it twice.
Good listen.
Yeah, did not like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, more than I did.
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah. And then that's about. And then the Scarface and Ghostface. Which
so Scarface and Ghostface?
Scarface. So it's Rebel INS, Inspector Deck.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and I forget where these dudes is from. And they do like little collab albums
okay.
with cats.
Okay.
And they did one with Ghostface recently.
Okay.
It was pretty dope.
Okay. Hmm.
See, it's pretty good. I got to check out a little bit.
No, I haven't heard nothing back from them yet.
Nice.
I was finally able to get off the Queen rotation. That's been in rotation for at least 2 to 3 months solid. And now, the last 2 days, I've had Van Halen 5150 going. And there's something that I'm searching for on an album that I can't seem to find, or is you know, there's the three main songs on there that I resonate with all the time. But there's one more song that I don't know if I'm missing it or when I get out the car before it comes on and I start the album over. I don't know. But anyway.
What year that album came out?
5150 was 87, 88, 89.
Damn. Somewhere in there. Yeah, before you were born, huh?
I about to say, I remember them days vividly.
Had to be.
I remember the 80s.
Early in the, 87.
All them cocaine parties.
That's before I came to weed.
We're in the womb.
God, Gio. They had the daycare in the back of, what's the club that Rick James slapped Charlie Murphy? You know they had a daycare in the back.
Studio 54?
Yeah.
What the five fingers say to the face?
No doubt. Shit. All right. So, there's a whole lot of wild shit going on with our, not our local celebs, but our celebs in general. And Longfingers, kick us off. What's one story that's been captivating your attention?
Well, unless you live under a rock, you can't get away from this R. Kelly, Jussie Smollett foolishness is going on.
I think the memes are better than the actual stories.
The memes are actually more interesting than the stories. I agree with you there. The R. Kelly thing has now become interesting because Jussie Smollett's charges have been inexplicably dropped.
But it's funny because it's, I mean, they're two different situations.
They are two very different situations, but for some reason, I guess because of locale, you know, both of them being
right in Chicago,
mm-hmm. there's almost this expectation now that because they've dropped the charges against Jussie Smollett, the same thing is going to happen with
Well,
R.
he
Kelly.
Still has federal.
Right, he still has federal. Yeah. That's true.
And then he just got hit with $135,000 that he had to pay for the actual cost of the investigation.
Right, which is funny that they're doing that now because that police chief went out of his way to say during his 5 minutes of fame on that conference that they didn't dedicate any additional resources for that case. Mm-hmm. But then you want to sue that man to get money back. So I'm like,
let's talk about
that number.
Yeah, how do you come up with that number?
Right, because he made it a point of saying, yeah, I don't know how he came up with that number, but he made it a point of saying that they didn't, that again, there was nothing pulled away from the stuff that they normally do to investigate this case, but now you want the money back. And I'm like,
can I show y'all real quick what that investigation looked like while all the detectives were in the office?
Exactly.
Let's get into the energy of the mayor, though.
Yeah.
You put so much energy and so much passion behind this situation. Yes, Jussie allegedly made this shit up or whatever. Mm-hmm. However, there are real crimes happening.
Absolutely.
And it's real outrage that needs to be
addressed.
Happening. Yep. You know, and to be so over the top and irritated and, oh my God, Jussie did blah, 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 point the finger.
Right.
You know, where's that energy to the real crimes that's happening in Chicago?
Exactly. It's almost like you went out of your way.
Out of his way.
Out of your way initially to make it seem like they were treating this like any other case.
Exactly.
But then after this happens, you go out of your way to make all these statements that's,
yeah,
it flies directly in the face of that, and it makes it look like, no, that's really not the case. And then with the R. Kelly thing,
y'all 30 years.
You know, yeah, I swear
to
me.
This nigga was in the military.
Like I said,
in the military of music.
The memes, the Jamaican overdub meme. Is
that's the greatest.
This dude know it. Front to back.
Are you serious?
The best line of that joint is when the boy said, I don't do any of this stuff unless it's your pussy juice. That is the best line out of the whole thing. Nah. And the thing is, he had the shit down perfect. Unless it's your pussy juice.
Hold on. Nah, she was like, I just want to sit on your lips. She said, move away from me. Just sit down on your father. And that's it.
Yo.
When that man was saying, she want me for yummy, but me cocking big song. Slim, I wanted to.
Wow. That is the funniest shit I have seen.
That was the best.
That was the best one.
And I think that what made it so great is the fact that it was following the lips. He was
really following his lips. Like, it looked like he could have been saying that.
Yeah, exactly. Them niggas took their time.
Oh, my God.
That shit was so funny. Oh, that was so funny.
I would love to believe that. I would love to believe that the victims, the alleged victims of this crime, are going to be vindicated somehow. I don't see that happening. There's too many.
I'm fucking dots. That camera there for me? Me, I'm stupid. Use your common sense. Forget about Aisha and forget about equal rights. Fuck right if you want to. Use condom if you want to, but use your common sense.
How stupid it would that be for me? With me. Big ass steel and brown stew.
Oh, me don't want no escovitch, me don't want no chicken back, me don't want no chicken patty, me don't want no bully beef, me don't want no barbecue, me don't want no kind of meat, me don't want nothing for drink unless it's your pussy juice. Me don't bother want the sorry way I sell down the street. Yo, stop playing my blood clot, man. When the bomber jungle, I can't cook, I'm not a cruff. Stop playing my blood clot life, me I fight for my fucking mouth. When I kill me with this shit, blood clot. May I give you 30-minute buckets? Long tip cocky.
Robert, listen.
Eat on your bum buckler. I know you want to sit on my face. Hey, you suck your mother. This is not about being a Jamaican youth. May I try to breed you? I have kids. But you want me some pussy?
I just want to sit on your bottom.
Move your bum buckler. Go sit on by your father.
At this point, we briefly pause the interview to give Kelly a moment. His publicist helped calm him down.
Hope you can't really suck wood. Pussy cannot chew. Didn't you know that pussy can't even digest? Vagina hole, I got tech body. My mother and my father told me not eat nothing when I cook or fry.
But Kelly's emotions remained raw.
Yeah, I thought about use my tongue, but my cocky big suck. Yeah, man, really thing? Me will stretch your ass, okay? Strangle you and tight.
That is the best slip. That is the best meme.
That is my gosh.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You know why? Nothing to drink.
You know what? When I see shit like that, I just really pray that those people are like the star employees in their office. Because if you that goddamn creative,
right?
I hope you're putting some of that energy into your job, Slim. Good Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about black criminals. I mean, you put so much energy in, but I'm talking about like the white collar criminals.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you put so much energy in being.
If your powers could be used for good.
Yeah, use it for good. You know how great we'll be?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
I still think they put more energy into explaining it than to actually executing it or planning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's still just one more element that is like, what the fuck did you, why you ain't, I don't know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Speaking of explaining, I said to myself, and I'm going to probably create a little meme for it too, I got a bad habit of explaining myself, and that's just off of just someone says something. I'll say something and someone misinterprets it or whatever, and I'm like, no, I'm saying blah, blah, blah. And they're like, no, I'm just kidding, blah, blah. But I just feel like I have to explain it. I'm going to try to practice moving forward to allow people to think what it is that they want to think off of what I said, because I said what I said and that's what it's going to be in the end.
I think as black people, we are conditioned to feel like we got to explain things because people won't understand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We always feel like we have to kind of soften it a little bit,
right?
Because it's
we don't stand
come
behind
across,
our word.
Yeah, it's
we don't
come
stand
across
firm. Mm-hmm.
Too aggressive or too abrasive,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you say it's probably more to those two. The best breakdance of all time.
The best breakdancer?
Yeah.
I'm too young to know that.
Probably Crazy Legs.
I was gonna say.
For the old heads. Probably Crazy Legs. He's the one that I thought that could do most. You know, he didn't get all of the screen time, and he wasn't prominently featured in the movies like some of these other people that were trying to act and breakdance. But just from the stuff that I've seen, I'd say Crazy Legs.
What you got, my man? What's his name? Ozone.
Ozone and Turbo. Ozone,
Turbo. Yeah. What do you think that they would feel about this proposal for the 2024 Olympics to have breakdancing as
going a competition? All the way left today.
I almost feel like they need to be honored.
Yeah, if they somehow need to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. Because yeah,
absolutely.
I don't want to sound at all racist or discriminant in any manner, but I just don't see where a dude in a stuffy suit is going to properly judge that art. I think you need to have, you know, the proper people that can tell the difference between somebody that just picked up their shit in sort of a culture vulture sort of way versus someone who has studied the art. And I think it should also be more to it than your actual physical movement. I think there should somehow be, like you said, something to throw back and give honor to the people that paved that way.
Of course, the pioneers, they should definitely be recognized.
Oh, yeah.
I think it should be, if you're going to judge it, I think there should be a mix. I think there should be something. There should be representation for the people that actually know it intimately. Mm-hmm. And then there should be somebody that doesn't know that intimately, but that would speak to the crossover appeal that it has. Mm-hmm. So maybe somebody that's outside of the culture, maybe somebody that's inside the culture.
I also don't want to sound racist with this statement, but I just feel like the Asians are going to sweep that competition.
I was going to say, they got some competition from the Koreans, because the Koreans are breakdancing motherfuckers. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I gotta give it to him.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's anybody. I mean, if you think about our culture in general, man, people, I think the bone I have to pick with us is that stuff that we've created, once it's not popular anymore, we drop it. Mm-hmm. And then somebody else picks it up.
And then we get mad.
And then we get mad and call them culture vultures. Mm-hmm. But if you've abandoned it and somebody else has an appreciation for it, can't be mad about it. It's like a lot of these underground artists that you see, or these underground arts, a lot of times I find it's more appreciated by people outside of our culture than inside of our culture. You know, and I just think it's, you know, I, you know, a lot of times, yes, it's culture vultures. Sometimes
but I don't look at it as us abandoning something. I mean,
you mean moving on?
We've had our run with it. We've done what we've done with it, and that was a segment in the time. It's still being appreciated. It, you know, it's still happening. But I guess when I say culture vulture, I mean people that don't, like, for real, you don't live that life. You're not about that life. It's something to do for you right now, or something to give you some sort of immediate glorification and you, like, sort of faking the funk in a sense of, yeah, you know, I've been about this life.
Mm-hmm.
When you haven't.
Right. I think I think, unfortunately, with our culture, people pick up on the characters of what we represent versus... Mm-hmm. What the actual culture is, you know, so they take the most recognizable, you know, whether good or bad, most recognizable things out of our culture, and they put the emphasis on those, like making the assumption that all black people smoke weed, or all black people talk a certain way, or all black people dress a certain way, and they put the emphasis on those things, and that's really where the vulturism comes in. It's like they walk around as characters of who they think we are.
Emulating.
You know, they just emulate, you know, and this, you know, there's so much more to us than that, you know, and we get mad. And where I have a problem with us is, don't get mad if somebody else has an appreciation for something you've moved on from. Mm-hmm. You know, look at it as, okay, they've taken what we've created, and now they're showing an appreciation for it. But don't get mad when
blanket,
they do.
Is that blanket? Because like B was saying, not everybody is looking at it like, oh, okay, these cats are digging up whatever we did, right, and they really appreciate it. Right. Or if they're trying, if they have some type of ulterior motive, like, I'm going to grab this and we're going to do it better, and we're going to act like we've been, you know, doing this shit for since birth.
But, yeah, but I mean, I guess I think I have a problem with when you say we've moved on from it, and don't get mad because they picked it up and done something with it. Because to me, this might not even be an apples to apple example. But suppose 45 just regurgitated the whole I have a dream speech. And say, y'all ain't been doing shit with it. I can use it.
Right.
Like Milan.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bruh, nah, you can't do that.
Right.
Just I because think that was its period of time. Right. That's where it said. It didn't mean that we disown it. We like, fuck that shit.
Right.
We just moved on. We had that. That was ours. That was our thing then. We've ascended to greater things, and you know, but we've never let go of that.
Right.
So I mean, and like you said, if he quotes a line or two and gives, you know, the proper, you know,
backwards.
That's the biggest difference.
Right. Then it's like, okay, boom, I see how you use that, blah, blah, blah.
I see what you did there.
It's it's the biggest difference. It's like there's the guy that checks in our show often, who happens to be a guy I work with. You know, we have this debate all the time about old versus new. It could be sports. It could be hip-hop. It could be whatever. And I guess my beef is always, I get that you have taken this culture, and I'm not even talking about white people at this point. I'm just talking about, you know, newer people that are doing hip hop culture now that are active participants in it. I'm not saying that you have to bow down to the people that came before you, but pay them their proper respect. Don't act like this started with you, because you know it didn't. You know, hip hop culture has been around 40 plus years. Don't act like it started with Snoop Dogg, or don't act like it started with Master P. There were people that, you know, that contributed to this long before that. So, you know.
Like another example, one night at the club, I forgot the DJ's name, the tall, slender dude.
With the long hair?
I think he cut it recently. Yeah. But anyway, he had the nerve. I gave him props on, he had played one song. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, that was, you know, wait, you know, nice how you worked that in, whatever, pause. He then had the nerve to sit down and like try to hold a class. Like, did you know that you know, hip hop had started with the, I said, motherfucker, who?
Oh shit.
Who are you talking to?
Right.
You know, first of all, strong J for picking up your Encyclopedia Britannica and reading up on the origins of hip hop. But you bastard, I lived it. I lived hip hop.
Right.
Every step of its existence, I lived it.
Right.
You got on board with that shit after your daddy gave you a couple dollars to go get a damn turntable and all the records you can get with the rest of the, you know, the max limit on that credit card.
Oh, shit.
Right.
And the hip hop almanac in the backseat of the
car.
But
I think he was probably trying to let you know that he knew some stuff.
He was the same. He the same nigga went to Blockbuster and rented the DVD Let's Break and showed you the step by step. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah, I don't like when outsiders, and I'll call
God
them that.
God damn, outsiders.
I don't like, I'll call them that for lack of a better term. I don't like when outsiders try to play the role of an authoritarian, or, you know.
Like they know more
like
than you.
Like they know more than you. You don't know more than I do.
Right.
You may know some detailed things, but you didn't live it.
Mm-hmm.
This is you something.
May, and you know what? You may actually know more than me, but you can't ever say that you lived what I lived.
You can't.
You know what I'm saying? You haven't walked my shoes and my path in hip hop.
It didn't start with you.
You like I said, you can do all the damn stuff. You can take the little Harvard hip hop class and all that, and get all your little nice, you know, knowledge. But you still,
Lord Jamar has a podcast called Yada Me, and normally I don't agree with a lot of what he says because he's very, oh, this shit is black and that's all it is, and blah 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 blah. And I don't want his shit out.
He is for the people.
You know, he's definitely for the people, and he is not suffering through these white entrants into the culture.
Right.
But one thing that he did say that I agree with is that you were invited to this party. This party didn't start with you. You were invited. And don't try to act like somebody that's an and I agree with
him. Special guest.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're a guest. Mm-hmm. You're a guest in our house. And mm-hmm. that's really what people need to be reminded of. You are always going to be a guest. You will never be person that started this.
Now, I know this question has been asked a gazillion times, but I know when I fell in love with hip-hop, which sounds so love and basketball is
brown sugar-ish,
yeah. When I fell in love with hip-hop is when I heard A Ghetto by Eric B. and Rakim and saw the video.
Mm.
And that's when I fell in love with hip-hop. I fell in love with New York. I was like, yes, I need to be there. It's like so gutter. Like, it just, I was in a trance when I was mm-hmm. watching it and listening to Eric B. And he is one of the few off the top whose lyrics is timeless.
Mm-hmm.
It is appropriate for today as it was. I think it was way ahead of its time back then. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, it has not lost its zest through the last 20, 30 years of what you going to say?
No, it's funny you said uh-huh. that because B and I had a conversation about Rakim,
mm-hmm.
who you're mm-hmm. talking about, a couple years back. And he said, and at the time I was like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
He said that Rakim is dope, but he feels like the last few years his celebrity is based on old work. Like, he hasn't done anything new to push that forward.
He hasn't done anything new to me that warrants that kind of
reverence.
He exhausted it back then to me.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and I thought about it, and I was like, shit, nah, it's Rakim. You can't talk about mm-mm. Rakim. That shit is disrespectful. Then I had to think about it, and I was like,
mm-mm.
You know, after that Don't Sweat the Technique album, he has, you know, maybe...
When did The Master come
out? 18th Letter album. That was probably the last album where I was like,
right.
Yeah, he's dope. After that, he's come up with some subpar albums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's used his past body of work to kind of further his celebrity, but he hasn't really done anything to continue.
Yeah.
No doubt. Mm. Well, in closing... want to give mad props to Miss Beyonce for winning the NAACP Image Award for Entertainer of the Year.
Nice.
And in full disclosure, as I wrote my notes, I did write I did write that. All right. Also, can't give her props without giving her man props. He got presidential honors.
Mm-hmm.
And also shouts to Neo. He got a black and positivity gold honor. Don't know what that means.
Isn't it going to be on TV tonight or was it last night? It's going to be
last night. Was it last night?
No, they did it last night, but it's going to air today. Tonight. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. No doubt. So, yeah, shouts out to them. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to get into this episode's song challenge. Damn, really? We'll be right back, y'all. Yeah. DJ Easy Dick. What's going on, y'all? It's your man, Big B.
Yeah, RIP that man, too.
Oh, man.
No doubt.
You know who did that?
Who did it?
What's the comedian name?
Was he Ricky, whatever his
Ricky,
name?
Ricky, yeah.
Yeah, he's the one that did that? Okay,
yeah,
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
From W Balls.
He's W Balls.
Before we get back into it, want to give a quick shout. I had to dip out, like, real quick and jump on the show with Dino Red real quick. I think he's doing his 100. So congrats to them. And definitely thank you for allowing me to jump on real quick, say a few words. Thank you for all your kind words. And look forward to getting a whole lot more done in the future as I step into the 20th century. Yeah. Okay, so it's time for us to get into our song challenge. Now, I'm going to let y'all know, y'all have been dropping the ball considerably. Either y'all don't know how to fucking judge music, or either y'all partially brain dead. I don't know which one it is. We're going to have a topic. We are going to give four songs as our offerings, and you judge who had the strongest offering for said topic.
Longfinger.
It's real simple. That's all you got to do. Email. If you want to email us, you can email us at indeepshow@yahoo.com, or you can also email us at... Or you can call us at 202. 202. Boy, I tell you, it ain't nothing like doing it live, bro.
IDS.theun@gmail.com. IDS.theun@gmail.com. That is IDS at the end.
There we go.
Oh, jeez.
Or you can call and leave your verbal message. All right, God, what is our number?
Wow.
202-750-1437.
Some moments going on in this channel.
202-750-1437, yes.
Oh.
Whew. All right, so, Longfingers, what is today's
topic
for the challenge?
Today's song challenge is...
And everything crashed again. So you can continue talking as I retrieve.
Oh, okay. All right. So today's song challenge was the most impactful solo. This is in honor of National Women's History Month, which is March. So wanted to shout out to that and pay homage to that. So the topic was the most impactful solo female performer that started with a group when they first came out.
I'm dying to know what y'all pick. Yeah. And if either y'all said Beyonce, I'ma smack the shit out of all three of y'all at one time.
I'ma tell y'all who I picked. I picked motherfucking Diamond from Crime Mob.
Oh, wow.
Nigga.
Well, you weren't supposed to do that. Yeah,
you know you liked it.
Well, you ain't supposed to pull out the carpet like
tell
that.
Tell me Diamond
ain't bad. The element of surprise, though.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to tell you, but yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
not Diamond from Crime Mob.
No,
yeah, Diamond from Crime Mob.
You
could
have let that cat out the bag. That's fine.
You could have kept that cat in the bag.
That's the only one I could think of.
Right across the alley.
Stilettos. Pumps. Exactly. See, everybody know.
You are so irritating. Oh my gosh.
That's some ghetto shit.
Ghetto as hell.
What the God damn.
We back in the ladder.
Thank you. Man, I'm gonna tell you. Long fingers, we got work to do.
I see. Let's do it.
But you still got that dope ass picture I took of you through the circle of.
It's somewhere. Somebody. I think. I know I didn't erase it. It's just a matter of. All that other stuff.
I'm gonna fight you.
Y'all remember that? Turbo was dancing with the broom.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
All right, all right, all
Hold
right.
Hold on. In honor of Women's Month, too, I've been following the real, real BB Judy Super Scent. These two young ladies have been like really on some kick ass shit. They've been doing it for a minute, but I just kind of like got on within the last year or so with Judy, like within the last month, about a couple months. But these women are kick ass. The real BB Judy is the CEO and creator of Kaleidoscope Miracle Drops. And when I say this woman is real business savvy, oh my gosh. Let me tell you something. Disclaimer. When you see her, you are not going to think business. You know what I'm saying? Really? Yeah, you're not. But it ignore all of that and her movement and what she's doing is going to make you appreciate her and how she looks even more. That's just me.
Okay.
Crayon case, makeup. She, this is her second. She... 1,000,090 minutes sold out, and then she did another little sale thing about 2-3 weeks ago, what have you. 1,000,000 again, you know what I'm saying? Just black doing a thing from Louisiana. So shout out, last day Women's Month. Shout out to those two young ladies right there. Follow them. Yep.
That's all right, J Dub.
Yo.
You are going to pick a number between 1 and 4. And that's how we will play each person's selection.
Four.
Number 4. Or 4. I guess it stopped crashing around here. Okay, so number 4 was my selection. And my selection. Can you remind them the category again?
The category was most impactful female solo performer that first started with a group.
All right. And this was...
You sound like Alex Trebek right there. So the category's over.
So I do it.
All right. So here was this was my offering. To you.
That is
respect.
That brings so many good memories. That was my first outside movie that I went to go see. Mad Max.
Yeah.
That was right. Oh my God. When I tell you
that's right. She was in the movie too.
I was with my mom. My mother died when I was 19, so that was like one of the fondest memories I have. Going to the outside movie theater on Marble Pike before they met.
Yep. Exactly. Before they started laying the bodies over here.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. How you going to do that to me? There's
so many skeletons over there, mama.
Oh, shit.
Now it's a field. My daughter plays softball over there, so.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm not doing this with you.
J-Dub, 1 through 3.
1.
1. This would be the offering from Mr. Longfingers.
Oh, shit.
Reminds me of last night. That's how they be doing. Miss Diana Ross,
a.k.a. The Boss.
The Boss.
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 All right.
Boss.
J-Dub, 1 and 2.
3.
Oh, shit.
You mean 2 and 3?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it changes the orders of the number, so 1 and 2.
2.
2.
2, 2.
2, 2.
All right, Mike Tyson.
This will be
big old booty.
This will be Drew Baby's offering.
At least I played this old shit, man.
And let you know something about your culture.
Exactly.
Oh.
I see you, girl. I see you, girl.
That was Miss Drew Baby's offering.
One of my favorite songs.
Miss Diana Ross. That was pretty dope.
Hey, sweet, top sweet, of that diamond, sweet, baby. Sweet.
All right.
Listen to that diamond.
And as you heard
Stilettos.
From earlier in the show, Mr. J-Dubs offering. Can you please remind him again what the topic was?
If you say it again,
impactful female solo performer that started.
First of all, Diamond's booty was impactful. I'm pretty sure any place she went to and sat down, that imprint is still there.
Views expressed by J-Dub are not reflective of the rest of the
crew. It's only reflected by A&I Industries, A&I Incorporated.
The views expressed today by J-Dub are not reflective of
A&I till I die.
And we vehemently distance ourselves from any misogynist language that may be.
So this
should be his age right now.
Dubs
the A&I
offering
CEO. Wait, that ain't done.
Unsure what the balance held, I touched my belly overwhelmed by what I had been chosen to perform.
But then an angel said, don't came one day,
told me to kneel down and pray, for unto me a man shall be born.
Oh,
this crazy circumstance,
from
I knew his life deserved
a chance, but everybody told me to be smart. Look at your career, they said, Lauren, baby, use your head. But instead I chose to use my heart. Now the joy of my world is in Zion. Now the joy of my world is in Zion.
Dope. Now my sanity belongs to the Marley.
Not to my real selection. Play that diamond.
Whatever. So, there you have it.
That was a good one.
Music challenge. Now, I have to do this because this one surprised me. I'm surprised no one, this is an honorable mention that I'm just going to throw out there. I'm surprised no one went with this. Go ahead and guess.
You were surprised that no one met with this. Did the honorable mention that you're about to say?
Yeah.
Nobody went with it.
It's not Beyonce.
Never mind.
I can't even think of.
Hold up.
Pay the bill.
No.
Which would have been another good one.
That would have been a good one.
I almost did pay the bill.
Here you go.
She was part of a group.
Absolutely. Chapter 8.
Yes. Oh, shit.
Oh.
I didn't think about that.
I can remember stories, most things my mother said. I don't even remember her anymore. She told me fairy tales. She
spoke of a happy end. You don't got no lyrics.
Here's the group.
Oh my gosh. Right. Damn. Didn't even think of it.
I didn't think of it.
Didn't even think of it.
I don't think I realized she was a part of this group.
Didn't even. But
I just wanna be. If I find a way to love you.
Oh, I'm gonna redo this song.
You know who else is another one? You know who else would have been a good one? Angie Stone, she was a two groups.
Oh, she was.
She was a rapper first.
But she wasn't influential.
Angie Stone? Yeah, Angie Stone did a thing, man.
I mean, her most influential thing was fucking that old boy.
My baby daddy, right. And you know me, yeah, Angie Stone got the same birthday.
I'm like, oh, wow.
You know, I was so mad when I found that out.
Into paradise. It's so very nice. For lovers, and that's why I just wanna be your, I just want to be your.
That was the joint right there.
Yeah, it was.
Who was the name of the group?
So, name who sampled it.
That would make
Kanye, of course. Kanye used it in something. I can't think of what it was.
Not that part. First of the month. It's the first of the month.
Show Show did. That's right.
Yep.
No doubt. So, if you want to, not if you want to, you must, goddamn it.
Damn, you about to make me, listen to this.
I demand you to vote on the song challenge this week. You can vote for the four offerings given to us, or you can even vote for the honorable mention. And as an added bonus, if you have an offering that you think would have maybe even blown us away, please add that. I would love to hear.
Do we need to put a time frame for this? Because I don't want nobody to say Beyonce. I really don't want nobody to say, because it's almost the obvious choice. But I just don't. It's.
I mean, look, if they want to say Beyonce, say Beyonce. I mean, you're.
Oh, it's an equal opportunity thing. I know that's right. Go ahead.
No disrespect to Taylor Swift, but Beyonce has some dope shit.
Well, I'm gonna let you finish, man.
Shut up.
Stupid.
Go to the corner. Go to the corner.
So Josh wants to like Flash announce that he's going to be starting his own show, the A&I podcast.
Really?
But no.
Oh, I'm about to say, fuck, like, I want to really, be on that
shit,
right?
Right? Word. Nah, the A&I Industries is
it's alive and well.
You know, every time I see A&I, I think of A&I when you say it, I think of Adobe Illustrator. That's just because I've been on my shit lately.
Nah,
so.
And we in with IDS Network, so yes. We ain't starting our own thing.
Yes,
we
IDS Network.
Yeah. And y'all better know it. Till I die. Till I die. Yeah.
Hey, B. I started on episode 69, right?
Yes, you did.
What year was
how
that?
How apropos.
I know. What year was that? 13?
Shit. No.
13?
Not 13. I think it was
14?
14 or 15.
No, it couldn't be 15, because I think I was in it in 15.
Okay.
So it had to be 13, 14, because Jahai was in basketball in 15, so and we was well into the show then.
So this is...
That's funny. It's 19.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Because it's what, year 8 or 9?
Yeah. Because I came in, what, 2 years after y'all? 2 years afterwards?
No.
A year?
You made it in year one. No, right
no, it
was
after. Year two.
At the beginning of year two, yeah.
Yes.
That's crazy.
I know. Like
from humble beginnings.
Humble beginnings.
Oh, so nice.
I got pictures of the exterminator suit.
Back when everything. I was. Back when I was 50 pounds lighter. And a whole lot blacker up top.
And a whole, but a whole lot like college boy looking. Like you got like this spunky ass look that I like. Like
yo,
this shit is dope.
I like, found a picture of this nigga when I first started.
Oh, let me show you. Oh, I got pictures.
Yo.
Some pictures.
Have y'all seen the motherfucker with the high top kid and play fade though?
Shit, this shit went higher than mine. Pause. Yes, we paused.
I was around a bunch
here.
Of men.
We had the high top fade. I know I have pictures somewhere.
Damn. Especially after you done came from a fucking Transformers movie last night. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you gotta
my
be
God.
Real fucking careful.
Oh, we man. Crazy. I was like, just had to be so careful. It was just like.
Because it was, he was like. It was like taller than you. And
nah,
like,
you can't.
I know.
Like when you can't. When they walking NBA. Up the stairs, you can't look over and look at them cheeks. Like, oh shit,
is that bad? Man. Oh, I would have loved. I wish you would have called me.
That.
I would have been.
I'm
no,
so
I was
glad
on my deck, but I would have loved.
Me.
Yeah, I remember when he did that. Too. How long you been knowing? How long you known him?
A little bit over 3 years.
Oh, ooh. B been knowing me since I was what 20.
Somewhere around.
Yeah, yeah. That's a long time. And he still ain't got it right. He don't know how to be a goddaddy to his goddaughter. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a
all
minute.
That. But, you know, whatever. I digress. So I wait until we get off
I
air.
Try. Because
things have just grown and changed so much. I try to let, you know, roots. You gotta let roots.
No, but you already know. You know. You already know how. You already know how your God. Former God.
Oh.
You already know how.
Oh, I've been excommunicated.
Like when I tell you that this man has been was awesome. Like we had like a good like tribal village parenting situation. Like it was so tight. You know what I'm saying? Like high five. I get him in the morning. You get him in the evening. Type. You know what I'm saying? That shit was so bomb. And then he died.
I didn't die. Things just changed.
I understand. Not you incorporated the change.
Not for the worse.
Right, yeah. Things but you incorporated because children need consistency.
You've incorporated things. Can I see your hand again? Oh,
however,
yeah.
But I've never, I never first put you out of my life.
Don't blind me with that again.
I don't know.
That
I'm not incorporated
right there,
in your life.
That nigga up the light, hit that shit. Good fucking
Bling,
God.
Bling.
But I love
him,
though.
New
I love Bling, BB. He's just like one of my very, very good friends. Even though we don't talk. Shut up. Even though we don't talk like we supposed to, whatever. He's really, I cherish him.
That motherfucker right there could buy you a fucking new Porsche.
Cut a hole in your cheek with that thing.
It's a little like, baby down payment.
Yeah, I could tell.
A little baby down payment.
I could tell. Shit.
That's dope.
Mm-mm. Hold on, what I do earlier for y'all?
You sure did. The mouth popping.
Yeah.
You did the mouth popping, John.
As long as I wasn't a deuce.
Say sitting right over here.
That's right. That bitch sitting pretty, huh?
Got his own mic, too.
Got his own mic. Put the hat on him, too.
You got to say, son.
Got to say, Shawty.
I'm just over here.
Sipping Deuce, boy, this ain't your daddy yet. You in the Cadillac. Me, I'm in the Maybach.
Stupid ass.
I cannot wait to see how the undevelops. You guys are doing such a wonderful job.
Girl,
Say it again.
I said, oh, okay.
Yeah, love you. Hashtag star local celeb 2014.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey.
This is some real shit. I'm not even being funny, y'all.
No doubt. Keep promoting.
This is real. Yeah, I got to. I have to feel comfortable in that space because I've been in a position to feel like ideas and stuff like that were dumb and wasn't, you know, conducive to what I got going on. But who don't know better than me? So I press forward. I'm going to do this. And then it's going to be bigger than just this was happening right now. It's going to be way bigger than that.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, it is time for us to get up out of here. We'd like to, once again, thank you for your patience as we work through everything. We got a lot of surprises coming.
Yep.
And if they don't come fast enough, you can call Longfingers at
202-KISSASS.
Nah, I'm all in.
Seven. You all in to KISSASS?
No pause. I'm all in. So... I just need Mr. Longfingers to make himself available. Let
Absolutely.
Me know what I need to go get so we can get right.
No, we're going to get this right.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to step up, step out. We're going to show up, show out.
That's going to be tight.
No doubt. Tighter than frog pussy.
No, but
and that's
Water
tight.
That one?
So,
damn.
That's frog's pussy.
Can you stop following my bottle, bro? I mean, you on that mug like, oh, wow.
Wait a minute.
All right, so the show's over. I need you to stay after. I need to talk to you.
Shit.
That's about the size of it, too.
Like a professional.
Play with me not.
So, yeah. We got to get out of here, y'all. Please chime in. Send feedback. Send your offerings. Send your votes. And all that good stuff to the In Deep Show at yahoo.com or
ids.theeun@gmail.com.
And you can always leave your voicemails at 202-750-1437. I am your man, Big B, for Longfingers, J Dub, and Drew Baby.
Hey.
We are the Un, and we are.
Ouchie!
You forgot the special guest.
Special guest,
Doucet.
Baby Doucet.
Hey.
K. kill that motherfucker when we get done.